In the Aftermath, April 19th through June 12th, 1775. Immediately following the engagement, both sides sought to help wounded soldiers, clarify what exactly had transpired, and disseminate information that would be most advantageous to their own goals. Thomas Gage received reports by officers who had been in the field, as well as from informants. Unbeknownst to American revolutionaries, one of Gage's informants was one of the most well-connected Sons of Liberty, Dr. Benjamin Church. Dr. Church had been granted permission to pass in and out of Boston each morning, which allowed him to gather information and transport letters. This group of correspondence includes items written by members of the prominent Quincy family and Rachel Revere, all of which Benjamin Church surreptitiously handed over to Gage. The violence of April 19th left a trail of dead and wounded men stretching from Concord to Cambridge. Any found still breathing were treated by women and medically trained men. The dead were buried. Provincials gathered details of the killed, wounded, and missing in order to notify families and publicize the bloody butchery of the army and empire. Seen here is a working draft of a casualty list divided by town. Among the dead is Abner Hosmer of Acton, whose father Jonathan anticipated the violence on April 10th. See Case 2. Provincial casualty lists were quickly printed on flyers and posters to foment anger and inspire solidarity against the royal government and military. Newspapers such as the New Hampshire Gazette and Historical Chronicle similarly scrambled for news of the events and offered spins on the information. On April 21st, reports of the violence were headlined "Bloody News." Black borders on the issue of April 28th indicate mourning. Following the bloody work of April 19th, 1775, irreconcilable lines were drawn, and war began. The Massachusetts Provincial Congress resolved on May 5th that colonists no longer owed obedience to the governor's writs, proclamations, or doings. And Thomas Gage implemented martial law in the colony with his June 12th proclamation. In it, Gage offered full pardon to anyone not joining in the rebellion, except John Hancock and Samuel Adams.